You're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, where two guys from Australia talk about pop culture and media fakery with esoterica and comedy mixed in. They do the show every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Sydney time, Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Toronto time. You'll hear different guests every week, all of them speaking with a fakeologist mindset. Now, enjoy the show.
Pigging and Pokey, Saturday, the September the 3rd, 2022. Rick and Rollo. Rick, are you there?
I certainly am. I'm pretty good. The weather isn't very good, though. Talk about that. The week off. Well, you were sober. Yeah. But the weather is absolutely manipulated. Be told. Get these ones in before anyone comes and says there's no such thing. I noticed yesterday chem bombs, which Rob D goes on about. These are like big explosions of shit in the sky. There was about four of them yesterday over Sydney. And now I'm telling you, I drove this morning. I got up, drove through, I think, just got out of Sydney, and then as I headed towards whatever that Mount White, the rain started, and it didn't halt. And I could tell Newcastle, when I drove through Newcastle, Raymond Terrace, the roads were saturated, so you copped it big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're getting up here. I'm talking about flooding again. They're talking about flooding again, and I've got to say this. I just to spell this out for those hard of thinking, as Big Al used to say. In China, right, you've got droughts. And so you've got all these major now it's just on the same weather line in India, they've got flooding. So what's happening, someone's bombing it with the right chemicals to make it rain, and so the rain that's supposed to have got to China to run the power stations isn't there. So China's getting a real shellacking, and they've got their own...
You have to take the high road to China then, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, right, we'll move on. High road for China.
No, it's all good, man.
Good movie. So, you're the host. You run the show.
Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. We're Rick and Rollo. We're just going to chill out. Anyone, feel free. Come and join us. I've got my mediation.
You're not going to get a word in.
Yeah. I might give them a word. Let's see. No Goldie tonight.
I don't think you're the problem. Oh yes, we had an apology from the before the meeting started of the pre-show. Mr. Golden Skidmark is enjoying a night off, hopefully going out and socialising if that's possible. He's a private person.
He didn't say that,
but let's hope he is. He's a young man.
Let's raise our glasses to him. All right, let's do the hold on, let's do my week first. So
what's in your hand?
And I've got a Jacob.
Who needs grabs with Gerald McBoing here? Oh, nice. And are you buying cases of it? Obviously, because one wouldn't be enough for you.
Well, I was a bit naughty today, so I went down and got a bottle of just a liter. A vodka and
is that all
for tonight? Yeah, I can't overdo it. But the wine gives me a splitting headache if I drink the wine. Whereas I don't get them with vodka and Red Bull at all.
Now, can you
3 days on?
Can you let me know if I drop out at all? Because last show I was dropping out a lot of time, and no one mentioned anything about it until
you're listening to Rick and Rollo after the break.
You're listening listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Thanks, Ab. Yeah, Saturday, the September the 3rd, 2022, Rick and Rollo. I certainly had a very ordinary week. You know, when I'm not drinking, I'm not happy. But I'm clear of
and
mine,
when you are so drinking, you're not happy. And when you are drinking, you're not happy.
No. Yeah, but I'm preparing myself for this mediation next Tuesday. With the next one over with the so I wanted to be on my game, so I've pretty much written an essay, you know, and I don't know if I'll get to say it all, but I'm gonna be reasonable, like I said last week or the week before.
How does it start? How have you started it? Have you started like it was a dark and stormy night?
It was no, nothing. It's not gonna be. I'm not gonna over exaggerate or anything. I'll just say, look, you know, it was a handshake agreement that was broken on me, and
all right,
I'll read the police report out, and then I'll say, look. I'm prepared to be reasonable. No more, yelling profanity. Like the guy
screaming and fucking
seriously
abuse.
Needs to take a teaspoon of cement and harden up. You know, sticks and stones will break my bones.
No. Meat or vegetable? Meat or vegetable? I don't know. He's just a concerned father. He's got kids next door, and he's got this lunatic screaming abuse at him.
Well, he to me, he abused the system, calling the cops on me.
No. Anyway, that's my opinion is no. Mm. But anyway, that's your, as long as you keep your, abuse minimum and focus on yourself, abusing yourself, self-abuse.
Yeah.
Much safer.
Yeah. I've got to be the change I want to see in the world or something like that, you know.
Let's talk about some more. You have to ask me about my week.
Your week.
What's a producer's show as well? Yeah. That's what we normally do. How was your week?
Yep. How was your week?
How was my week? I did a bit of work at my dentist, looking at the, what an incredible, I mean, this guy.
How's Boris?
Boris, fantastic. He's fantastic. But anyway, the artworks this guy's got, I'm a bit of a, not a know-all, but I know a bit about pop art and, you know, the good British the art of the 60s and 70s, which I wouldn't say is the greatest, but it's certainly interesting. Anyway, he's got a couple of prints. He's got two Gilbert and George prints on his wall that are limited, 22 of 50 type of thing prints that'll be worth a fortune. You know who Gilbert and George are, do you? They're a couple of old queens from England that came out in the 60s, part of this, I would say, the CIA's destruction of the art world. And I mean, they literally took photos of a shit. Literally, and did, they're like a kind of English English Warhol.
They took a photo of a poo.
Yeah.
Human.
But anyway, and they're one of theirs. That kind of stuff. But they did some. They were really interesting.
Eddie Warhol.
So it was destruction of art. It was CIA run, guaranteed. Mm. But anyway, these two are still alive. Mm. They're like what you call living artifacts of in England. They sleep. They have their own bedrooms. They eat at the same cafe every day that they've done since the 1960s. Completely eccentric guys, but they're quite fun people, I would say.
Are they talented? Is it good art?
Not to you. My opinion.
I would
when you know how much some of them are worth. And get this, he's got who's that old gay David Hockney. He's got original David Hockneys on his wall at this place. He's got meteorites, right? Because I've got one here, right? A meteorite. Yeah. His one is it was documented at crashing into some village near a village in 1920 in Wales. And you pick the fucking thing up. I'm telling you, man, it weighs a ton. It's like solid.
For the size.
And I believe a meteorite. It's a fist size thing of molten.
Really,
yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting stuff.
Have you ever lifted up a tub of mercury, like a pure mercury? It is mercury.
No, I know it would be heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We used to play with
that. That was my fun. Then I would blame that because it's extremely toxic. Mercury.
Yeah, so
For gold panning. That's the byproduct. They use it for gold, extracting gold, mercury. And they do believe it was used to poison villages and towns when people wanted it.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's back at school, I remember. I'll tell you a funny story. Sodium. Sorry. Remember when you put that in water and the sodium?
Yes. Hello? Sodium. Hello? And lithium. Lithium.
Yeah. Sodium, but you put it on water and you put a certain chemical in there and it makes us pretty patterns and things. Well, this science teacher got a little bit over excited one day and the thing didn't not just jump on top of the water. It sank to the bottom and exploded.
Oh man. That was my favorite part of science was lithium taking it out of the oil that you keep it in and putting it in water and it just explodes.
He shat himself. He did not.
And I have to say this, the reason that lithium's so expensive is not for the batteries, it's because they're dumping it in the water and spraying it in the sky to keep people stupid. That's the only excuse.
One of the goons.
Different form. What's his name? The band.
He came to Australia. No, not Peter Sellers, the other one. What's his name? He was eccentric and funny.
Lithium was used for bipolar now. If you're bipolar. For instance, I would recommend you be on lithium to balance you out because it flattens out your emotions. So your highs aren't too high and your lows aren't too low.
Yeah,
I think I've seen it in action. It works.
For that, like Xanax and
lithium. No. Lithium. That's what they use lithium for. It's a psychotic inhibitor or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
Clear?
You're clear as bell. Clear as crystal, mate. You're like
excellent.
You're sitting next to me. That's
oh, there you go. And I'm not. And
all
I'm
right.
Not. Yep.
I
didn't finish my week. Sorry, Rollo. I went to Sydney. I had a very interesting. I decided I hate driving in the rain around the city. Just drives me mental. I can't get car park. So I got the train into the city last night, and rail service is absolutely chaos here because of the impending strikes. They want to privatise the rail staff. So the rail staff unions are fighting back and they're cutting services and da da da. Ask me if I pay to get on trains and light rail in Sydney ever.
You pay to get on light rail?
No. Never. Never. I don't think they care either.
So the strikes are due to. Is it? It's nothing to do with mandate.
They want to privatise
vaccination. Oh no, nothing to do with mandated vaccination.
Not really. But I think they know that this is. I mean, you know what's on the cards. That they're going to bring in automated train services and run it like Tokyo. Mm? But get rid of all the staff because you should see how many staff.
Why we haven't got a bullet train here? You'd get from Port Macquarie to Sydney in an hour.
I know.
If we had a bullet train, but
I can bring up a conspiracy theory about that one because apparently they are bringing one in, but they needed to clear a whole lot of land beforehand, and that land seems to be burning and flooding few years. Mm. Funny that. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Well, anyway, that's train that gets from Tokyo to Osaka, like, yep. like,
Have you been to Japan?
Almost quicker than the airport.
Have you been? No, I haven't. Have you been to Japan?
No, I haven't. My brother has. Yeah, he loves.
I want to go there. I want to go there.
All the cute little Japanese girls that want to sit on his face and wriggle. He's a lucky man. Yeah, because they love wetness. The Japanese women. Spike Milligan.
Yeah, just don't have a baby with one because that baby.
Oh yeah.
Schools in Japan without getting teased and
take
abused.
Do a take two. What,
did I cut out?
Just cut out for a second. Yeah, take two.
Fuck, that pisses me off.
Don't worry about it. Come on.
If you in Japan, like a friend of mine from Newcastle, coincidence, he had a baby with a Japanese girl, and when he passed away, died, never smoked, died of lung cancer.
Mm.
And my mother. the father of his wife came over, and I spoke to him at the funeral. I said, they'll be going back with you. And he said, no. He goes, we can't have them over there because he'll be teased. He'll be bullied at school. But so they don't like intermarry part white. Mm.
Racism.
Very racist people. Same with the Indians. Mm. Can I just say that the Indians and the Chinese, much more racist than the white people, really are. They do not like interbred kids. The Japanese especially don't like interbred kids.
My dad's new wife, she's a strange one, like, because she's, she's from Bangkok or up north, actually, where Phuket, or down south, sorry.
Chiang Mai. Chiang Mai.
Yeah, she's Thai, but she's any son, she just can't stand it because apparently it's lower class. If you've got a suntan,
darker skin. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it means you work in the fields. That means you work in the fields. Yeah. You want to be nice and pale and fat. Mm. So that means that you lie around doing nothing. Like Buddha.
That's right. The old man, he's a funny guy. I mean, he's set in his ways like Ron Casey type thing where he thought they were freeloaders. The monks over there in Thailand, you thought they were a bunch of freeloaders. Didn't do any work. Oh, man, he's pretty brutal. Spike Milligan, we were trying to think of before about lithium. I'm just going to go and get a refill.
Yes, you're right.
Now we're going to we'll just bring death a little bit.
We can't play music. We'll just keep talking. Of course,
that's fine. But we got a little death. I always say little.
Not a little death.
So during the week, what day did he die? Just during the week?
Thursday, I guess.
Yeah, Thursday.
Now we'll just bring some suspicious numbers here. He died on the 1st of the 9th or 9-1 in America, and he died at age 91. And when did Glasnost happen? In 91.
Right.
Suspicious.
And who are we talking about? Sure. Who are we talking about?
Mikhail Gorbachev.
There we go. Yes. Rest in peace, Mikhail. He had a sense of humor. I remember when the wall fell, Reagan and that. And next thing you know, I'm seeing, like, oh, I'm this young guy. What do I know about bloody politics or anything like that back then? But I saw him on a Pizza Hut ad. and whatever the hell that thing was on his head, do you know what it was? It was a birthmark or what?
Birthmark. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a very strange-looking one. It's called a red wine. They call it a red stain. Burgundy. There's a name you can say that for that kind of red birthmark. A lot of people said Mark of the Beast.
If he was American, if he was American, he would have probably had that bleached the thing or But I think
when he disappeared as the president of Russia, mm-hmm. he then went straight to America and worked in the what's that building that I've talked about it before in San Francisco? Anyway, he had his own building and right. they said, what are you doing there? And he was developing a new religion. That's what his answer was. And so the whole green agenda, the climate agenda was worked out by him. I would say he's something to do with it. He was coming up with a new global earth religion, a new religion for the earth. And that is climate religion,
sure.
the religion of earth, Gaia. He's a Gaia, and so he helped work it out. So he's been a player, but you just don't. As like all politicians, they all retire, pretend to disappear, but they're actually doing more work, more important work off the map, off the grid, that you can't see unless you're looking
You reckon him and Klaus are buddies?
Guaranteed.
We're gonna get Klaus on the phone tonight.
I'm not sure. He could pop in. Depends if I leave my phone down and I go to the toilet and the black helicopter turns up.
Sure. Yeah.
But yes.
That's the only death. Dead. Nice strong vodka Red Bull. Here we go.
How wonderful.
You cheered me up.
Set fire to it.
I actually don't keep my vodka in the freezer. A lot of people do. Apparently, it can fuck you up. Like, it can freeze your insides if you don't, you know, you don't warm it up.
Don't know about that. I've certainly drank a lot of frozen vodka.
You have?
Back in the day.
I can't
do it anymore because I think I've been drinking since 1982.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Do you remember when you had your first imbibed? And I remember how funny I felt the very first time. I think I was 16 or something. My dad said, all right, you can have a couple of beers.
I bet you had a big smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. I'm there going, whoa, what is this? What is this feeling? And I went, I like it. I didn't really become a full-on alcoholic until my later years, but I certainly know what my because my grandfather, he was an alcoholic. That's why they call him Pub. That was his nickname, Ernie. His nickname was Pub.
That's fantastic. That's an indication. It's like a good friend of mine's father was on the railways. His nickname was Wobbly, and he's a train driver.
Oh, Wobbly.
So you can just imagine, with a nickname like Wobbly, there's a reason for it.
How, a train driver, right? Because I used to live with one, Stan, his name was. He was a cool guy.
Alcoholics.
What was his surname?
Do you remember?
Bell, I think. Bell?
How old was he?
He was about 10 years older than me. He was messed up though.
Okay.
He used to cut himself. He was a friggin' strange character because he'd ran over four people. And four people had lied on the track in front of him. That's quite common, Rollo.
That's really common.
Yeah. He was messed up. He was the one that had the Mustang with the horn that went, you know, one of those 1930s car horns in his Mustang, and women, you know, lift their shirts up and show their boobs to us. It was pretty fun. These are the good old days. Yeah, I don't know how he's doing.
Cirrhosis of the liver, buddy.
I think I spoke to my best mate, probably a month ago, like back then, my best mate. You're my best mate now. How about that?
there you go.
Yeah. Rick and Roll.
You're listening to Rick and Roll. After the break.
This is Waterman Chris.
Nadir Lissette.
I'm Roland.
Uninstall Media.
Zach Covers.
Don Tossel.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Bigologist.com. Bigologist.com.
Indeed you are. Saturday, the September the 3rd, 2022. Yeah, thank you. Who was that? That was that guy from Florida with that amazing voice.
Waterman Chris.
No, not Waterman Chris.
You mean Fast Value.
That voice.
Hopefully he'll come back. He's still protesting, certain person that's on there. I think seems to be behaving himself quite well. I don't really spend a great deal of time on Discord anymore.
Are you talking about Boogeyman?
Yeah.
I've been looking at politics. Ron DeSantis is kicking it so big time in Florida. I have such respect for that guy.
I don't follow anything.
Ron DeSantis said if he got his hands on Anthony Fauci, he'd throw him in the Potomac. He hates the guy. Yeah, Ron DeSantis. Yeah, no. I go, how much death and misery you brought into this planet? Yeah, he is.
As far as I'm concerned, he terminated a whole generation of good actors and musicians that died of AIDS, like Freddie Mercury. I mean, if you've seen what Freddie Mercury looked like when he was dying.
I cried that day I found out in 91. It came out of the blue. Like, Freddie Mercury's dead. I'm going, you got to be Freddie Mercury. Farouk Basara is.
What about Rock Hudson? Rock Hudson?
I was a bit young.
But what I'm saying is, I remember AIDS well, right? I remember when it came out. I remember the fear, the campaigns. But I do remember this one thing. The certain look that these guys had, where they were, the hair went really thin, their eyes sunken, they were basically poisoned by Anthony Fauci's AZT campaign.
Mm. Oh yeah, that stuff is just pure poison.
And you can see,
do you remember Peter Duesberg, they interviewed him.
Yeah,
Peter Duesberg said, "This shit, I mean." He was all into this. I'm not sure about his motives, but I think his motives at the end were the right ones, where he knew that this AZT stuff is like, even if you...
Poison.
It adds up to 29,
which is an indication.
Let me tell you something, Rick. There was when this COVID thing started off in, March 2020... they started to roll these vaccines out, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson, right? These vaccines. A big truck turned over in America somewhere, and they had to have a hazmat team. Now, if that truck was full of, say, cold-pressed carrot juice, do you think you'd need a hazmat team to clean it up? No. Because Charlotte Gerson, she said, if you've got a problem, cold-pressed carrot juice, and she was into coffee enemas and things like that, a bit strange for some, but they fixed it.
I don't think strange. I think IPS and then make it, because apparently Co-777, who I haven't listened to for about 6 months.
No, I haven't.
I don't know why. Oh, only because the phone I've got, right? Mm. The podcast addict app will not share Crow777's podcasts. You cannot get them on that app. So I haven't bothered, but he was big on coffee enemas. He called the CEs, the old CE.
Yeah.
And I do believe I'm talking about 40 years ago reading into cancer cures and things like that with back in the old days, and the first thing that they always said is coffee enemas to clear out your liver, to boost your liver and your immune system up. So it might sound funny, like sticking a coffee up your ass.
Literally
busting a cap up your ass, like a cappuccino up your ass.
Hmm.
Apparently it stimulates your... the kidneys. The liver.
Yeah. Yeah, flushes.
And your liver. Can I just say this, Rollo? Can I tell you some Chinese medicine for you? You know what the Chinese call the liver in Chinese? The boss.
It's the boss.
It runs the whole system is your liver. And when they talk about conditions of the liver, like say you're depressed and things like that, a Chinese doctor will say liver straight away. As soon as you say I'm miserable, feeling miserable, he'll say it's your liver because your liver is your liver's unhappy, you're going to be unhappy. Mm-hmm. And I've been using Chinese medicine since 1986, I guess, regularly, and totally believe in it, 100%. We are electric. They treat the body as an electric thing. The universe is electric, be told.
It's a good song.
So we should be electric.
Who sung that song? We are
our
electric.
Friend's electric.
Friends Electric.
Our Friends Electric. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Oh, Garrett Newman. Yeah. There's a man of the agenda. Tavistock's own. Look at the song titles. The song. Yeah, exactly. Look at the song titles of every one of his. Yeah. And that was that boy. Velocet was here.
I loved the makeup he'd wear. He used to wear a whole heap of makeup. One of the funniest stories was when it comes to, you know, like Gary Newman and wearing makeup was Richard Wilkins. You know, I know he can't string a sentence together. He's a bit of a dipshit.
Yes, he can. He's an English teacher. He's an English teacher. He taught English at school, at college.
Oh, we got someone joined us. Hello. Hello.
Oh,
he's joined us. Hello. Open up your mic.
I can't tell. Open up your
mic. I heard someone join us. You work out who it is. I was just going to say, it was, Richard Wilkins. Apparently he's got a massive schlong.
Oh yeah.
He's like Ron Jeremy.
Here we go. It's wonderful to hear you, Frank.
Talk is always the best way to join a conversation.
What hole?
Speaking of penises, how to look after your penis.com on WordPress.
Mm. What hole are you sticking in, Frank?
The salt man.
Hey, salty. What hole are you sticking in? What hole? Did you hear that?
I think there's far too a personal question for me to.
Yeah, it's very juvenile. It was extremely juvenile. That was Velocet. Where is he anyway? Where is Velocet?
I was doubled up in laughter when he kept playing. What hole? I honestly had to press the mute button. I don't press the mute button often. I had to mute for that.
I'm sure he was very impressed that you were happy because it was very funny.
So
typical FM radio time.
Exactly. What's Dan Andrews up to this week, Frank?
Well, I've done got the latest figures for death in Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
In the death cult.
Go. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The last 12 months have taken us to a new all-time record, exceeding even the predictions.
Well, so can you give us a figure?
This month in Victoria, the month just gone, August, 4,896 registered deaths in comparison to August 2020 of 3,691. And even that was an elevated figure.
Sure. So,
how old are these people? Blaming it on?
Sorry, Rick. Are these old people? Or are they?
No.
Young people. Yeah. So, it's when the youngins are dying way too young. You know what has changed in the last 2.5 years?
Well, the lowest death rate in Victoria ever was recorded in April 2021. The 12 months. To right. then was 40,000.
Before the vaccine.
For the year, yeah. So that's when they introduced the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And the trend.
And then it's now.
And the trend that was going on before they brought the vaccine, Victoria should have had something like 38,000 deaths for the year. And instead it's nearly 48,000. So by my estimate, it's 10,000 people in Victoria alone.
Yes. Wow. It's only going to get worse.
I just want to say, Frank, I've been reading the mainstream media. Yesterday I did two papers at a cafe, and one of the big articles was the increase of death that's happening at the moment, and they're blaming it on diabetes, heart attacks. No, not heart attacks. They were blaming it on diabetes, something and something else. You know, they said that, and they blame that on the COVID. COVID was causing diabetic, the rise in diabetic.
I heard cold showers, people taking cold showers. They'll go to any extent. The big pharma will do everything to try and shift blame onto.
Oh yeah, they are
on the most crazy thing.
They have.
Well, no, it's not actually about shifting blame. It's obviously just to continue the confusion until they've achieved everything they want to achieve.
Yeah.
And they can replace us with migrants. And they've ticked the. There's another 190,000 migrants coming this year, and. As someone ringing up on the radio today, where are they going to live? Because there's already a housing shortage. Where are they going to? Where's the infrastructure for this huge amount that they've boosted? And they're saying that us, the public, are asking for more migrants because there's we've got supply issue shortages thanks to not enough drivers, thanks to the COVID test. The reason that people are testing every week or being forced to test, showing a positive. At least, you know, what would you say the positive would be? A false 40-50% positive. And bus drivers, train drivers, forklift drivers, anyone in a factory that has to test every week, they're getting held back. So it's a false shortage. The shortage is not of people. It's a shortage of people that have been cleared from a COVID test.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, you'll be happy to know that Rick is, I think he's lined up an interview with Klaus Schwab from the WEF in about half an hour's time. I think Klaus is going to join us.
You know, nothing brings me more joy than that, Rollo. You know that.
Yeah. you be on your A game when Klaus Schwab comes into the room because,
You just have to salute him, apparently. And click your heels. If you can do that, you have to have shoes on.
Dorothy style.
When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Mm-hmm.
When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Did you hear? Hey, Frank,
how have you been? We haven't spoken to you for weeks.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just living the high life, to be truthful. I'm just assuming the world's ending. And I went skiing with my sons last weekend.
Oh, did you?
Wow.
Oh, sweet.
Whereabouts?
Which run did you do?
We went to Mount Buller.
Mount Buller, yeah.
Awesome.
Falls Creek.
My crazy life is that now I'm skiing all black runs at my age. I've never skied so well in my life.
Fuck me. You do black runs. I did one black run. I wouldn't do the funnel web. The funnel web, I know I would have died if I did the funnel web.
Is that a parachute, is it?
No, I did the international. No, this is a Falls Creek. I did the international black run.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, that was tricky. You have to chop your way down. Yeah. It's just, it's so steep. But it's so narrow, the funnel web. And I went, I looked at it and I went, I can't do that. No way.
I haven't been to Falls Creek this year, but last year when I went to Falls Creek, I skied all black runs as well, and I don't know why I've suddenly worked out how to ski. It's very strange.
Yeah. Have you been to Whistler?
I can't ski. I've never skied.
I've been to Whistler in summer. I've got a cousin there.
Yeah, my brother does instructing there in Whistler. He's there at the moment. I spoke to him.
I'm supposed to be there or the, like, you know, the last 2 years, staying at my cousin's. He's got like a chalet on the mountain.
Oh,
but all this nonsense is, all that nonsense.
Is he working for a rich company, a mining company, or something like that?
No, he is a. Actually, he was a longshoreman.
Oh, well, there you go.
But he married well.
Yeah.
As you do, if you're smart.
Last time we spoke, Frank, and I don't know if I've ever had a chance to apologize. We met in Sydney at that pub and with that guy from Canberra. And I
he's gone AWOL.
I don't know. I think Rollo must have put him off because he's never been back since.
I reckon he's gone back to his job with ASIO, has he? What's going on? Come on, Wafer.
You should have.
You found out that we're not a threat to national security, so come back and talk to us.
You were too kind to me that night, Frank. You should have. You should have probably popped me one and said, "Oi, get the fuck off, get the fuck back to Newcastle." I was so drunk that night. I'm sorry I ruined your night, but I had a good time. But you guys,
all I can say, Rollo, is if you had behaved any differently, I would have been shocked.
Oh, there you go. Oh, did you hear Mikhail Gorbachev died during the week?
My brother texted me to tell me everything on the news. My brother sends me a text message.
Excellent.
Well, one of my brothers, I should say. The other one doesn't text me at all.
Is that because of vaccinations?
That's because I'm a conspiracy theorist.
No, you're not.
Oh, well, Frank, you're in good company here because I have a friend who may or may not be a conspiracy theorist, and I find him quite a normal person. Quite a normal person.
You're telling me about a friend. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
It's a friend. It's just a friend.
His friend.
Thinks he may or may not be a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, potentially.
Is his name Rollo, Rick?
No. I don't think you're a conspiracy.
Who's doing that?
Oh, here we go. Hang on.
Hold set. Time. I think Klaus is about to listen.
No.
Is that Velocet having a bit of
hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Velocet.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Velocet.
Hey.
They're all here.
He's wung in.
We're all here.
He's wung in.
He won.
My ears were burning. I heard my name a couple of times. I'd lose.
Say my name.
Yeah. I just wanted
good to hear you, man. Welcome back. Fantastic.
Frank. Welcome back, Frank. It's nice to hear you're improving your skiing time, but I guess that's no surprise. You've got gravity on your side these days. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so. I think he's lost his gravity.
I think it's the other way around. No, I'm still 115 kilos, Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not bad. That's normal.
I have managed to take out about 12 inches from my waistline around since I started doing this keto thing. It's
hey, Bella, have you got that sound grab? What hole?
No, I can't do it without being in the room, and Fred Boat needs to be sick.
So you're right, mate.
I don't know how I would do
that
it.
That was funny.
I was just going to say, I like that the rationale for Klaus Schwab showing up is that Rick goes to the toilet and leaves his phone, and then a black helicopter comes.
Yes.
And then before Rick comes out of the bathroom, Klaus has gone. Like, I love the real stretch of theater of the mind here. Great.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's completely true.
That's exactly the reason why I think that Rollo and Typo Error are the same guy. You know that.
They've certainly got the same level of drunkenness.
And the same level of messing everything up.
Frank, I'm dependable, mate. Frank, I'm dependable. Like, when bloody Chris... We waited, me and Delcroix waited in Dublin for him to get a fucking flight over, and he didn't show up. I was so pissed off with him. Rick and Roller.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. So, hi, this is Adam Miller from independentoccupier.wordpress.com. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Okay, Saturday, the September 3rd, 2022, Rick and Rollo. We're here with Frank down in Victoria, and we're here with Bella.
I'm Rollo.
In Florida.
I'm yeah. Rollo.
Hey, guys.
I'm Rollo.
Yeah.
We're having I'm a good Rollo. Time.
Yeah,
now, right. Yeah, no, we're having a great time.
Velocet, I have to suggest to you.
Yes.
Are you still around, Velocet?
All right. He's still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's here.
I think your idea of coming back to Australia is flawed. I wouldn't do it.
It's flawed, okay.
Yeah. I think you're...
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's a great idea.
Into the fire.
Come on back, mate. You're more than welcome back.
Hey, we'll have you back. Velocet, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I don't know what Rollo means by I'm welcome back. I mean, I never thought that wasn't the case. But I would be interested to hear why Rick and Frank are having a disagreement. That would be interesting for me.
Rick. Sorry, Frank. Because Velocet used to work on the trains. We're having some trouble on the trains at the moment.
Rollo, I've been on the train system every week for the last, for a while. And last night I got a train from Central to Ashfield and I had a great chat to one of the conductors on the platform. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, what's going on? You know, I saw him, I'm walking past me and like, I hadn't paid for a ticket as usual. I don't pay for tickets on the fucking rough train. Just be honest here. Anyway, I said to him, so what's going on? And he said, oh yeah, we've been, threatened that if we don't, you know, stand up now, they're going to replace us all and privatise the rail network. And he goes, I've just come off, I've been working for Qantas as something quite important at Qantas, like a flight regulating person, something to do with registering flights. And he'd been working with Qantas for 33 years. 33 years, and I said, "Really?
Rick, that's interesting." Rick, what do you 33? Do? You jump over those things where they open and close?
No. Now they're all open, and you just walk up and you can pretend to tap. I use a library card and just walk in and make the beeping noise myself. I just go and walk through. I imitate the bitty 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 and walk through. I've got a feeling that they've deliberately opened them up so that it's going to cause
I've always had the belief that train travel should be free. Should be free.
So do I. Rollo, I agree. And guess what? I do not pay for trains.
It's not communism. Yeah. I'm not into communism. I believe in, you should work. We pay enough taxes, Rollo,
on our beer and cigarettes and everything. Mm-hmm. It should be free. I agree. And yeah. I'm using the train to get to work to pay taxes to keep the trains running. There you go.
That might be one of the reasons why Frank doesn't want me to come back. So why doesn't he expand on that? I'm not saying I don't want you to come back.
I don't think you should come back. I think you are far better off in the USA than you would be coming here.
Yeah, well, Florida's run by Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis, anyone who has got the balls to fucking stand up against Disney and says he wants to throw Anthony Fauci into the Potomac is a good man. Like, he's a good man for me. Yeah, and I think Donald Trump should have him as his running mate when he goes for 2024. I think Donald Trump, DeSantis ticket would be the guy.
I was going to say, there's nothing. I actually really like the lifestyle here. I like the cost of living. Like, it's not bad. I would still prefer the cost of living be cheaper again. I would prefer to do a John Le Bon and live somewhere a little more third world for the financial gain. But for the time being, this place isn't bad. But for me, Frank, the reason is I've still got a cat that a friend is looking after that I own. Mm-hmm. It's my responsibility. I've got a lot of radio mm-hmm. equipment. The one thing I didn't sell is all my huge collection of equipment, which is actually quite useful to me. Good. As a tool.
Good. Don't sell it.
I haven't seen my family in a long time. So for me, it's like, think of it from your perspective, Frank, as a parent, right? Like if one of your sons had flown over the US and they've been gone a year, for me, it's not so much that I'm planning to settle or end up in Australia. I just think I'm due to sort of mix up my life and pay a visit back because I feel like I'm...
Yeah, of course you are. Here. Of course you are.
That's, yeah.
We're glad to have you back.
Yeah, of course we are. We're looking forward to you to come back.
As you wish.
We won't carry you back.
All I've done is give you my two bobs worth. That's all. My two bobs worth.
That's fine. No, I appreciate it.
I think for a young man like you, Australia's finished. I just wouldn't buy it.
No, I agree. No, but at the same token, the US is just as finished in that. I think what you're driving at in that context, most of the first world finished, really. I don't want to come back and be back in a full-time job. Or I've given up that way of living. I've decided, being on the railways allowed me to gain a lot of money in a short period of time, which empowered me to do this. Mm-hmm. However, I've got to agree with Guy's sentiment about, like, why do you work for the Satan? Like, why do you want to be with the Satan? I agree. Like, I can't
Wow, that was better than the Klaus Schwab impersonation, by the way.
Thank you. I can't in good conscience say that I would be happy to be back on the hamster wheel working for someone else. Just give you a little case example, right? When I was working in software, not long before I got the job in railway, we were in software support. So the customers had already paid for their product. We were providing support to them that was open-ended, you know, as much support as they need. That's what we were doing because they paid up front. And then one scenario happened where I ended up doing all this stuff for a client that was well outside the realm of support. I built them this whole thing that they were really impressed with. And then my boss said, well, but that's not part of our support. We have to charge them for that now. And he just plucked a figure out of thin air that was a few thousand dollars and sent him the bill. And then I'm sitting there going, wait, I didn't get any cut of this. I'm only on here to do support for people. I'm designing through anything. I just got so tired in that moment of the whole capitalist nature and someone else is going to sit here. I don't get paid anymore for my ideas. So I think what you're doing, Frank, running your own business and that is what I want. I want to be master of my own domain, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't think the railways or anywhere is going to hold any good future for me. I'm already thinking so far outside society's box that going to work for someone else is just going to be, you know, detrimental to my soul.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that I had an even much more – my last gig as a mining engineer, I was bulldozing a beautiful tropical island into the Marianas Trench. That was just – awful for me.
Oh, my God. Dear. That's horrible.
There you go. Yeah.
Fully horrible. Yeah.
Well, whereabouts was that, Frank?
It was on the island of Simberi in Papua New Guinea.
Wow, far out.
Just this gigantic D-11 bulldozer just bulldozing this island.
Do you recall, Frank, what year that was?
Yeah, that was the 2011.
Okay, yeah, wow. That's funny, that's PNG awful. You said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. See, because when I was that age, I was hearing about all these new ventures over in PNG in the raid. Like, I was just trying to crack into radio, and people were saying, oh, you should consider PNG. There's this massive development and... You know, what do you call it? Like, you know, making it sort of first world, all that kind of shit. So it's funny.
That's what they're doing. They are making it first world. And, you know, what's the advantage of that?
None. It's just, nothing.
First world. You're destroying it. What you said, Velo. It's joining Satan's world. That's all it means.
He was working for... Kyle and Jackie O at the time, weren't you, on their FM?
The same way Frank was not happy with bulldozing dirt into the Marianas Trench. I wasn't happy with supporting the technical service that bulldozed shit into people's heads. You know, the same reason I left my job all that time ago.
Yes, exactly.
I know things now I can't forget, and you can't go back. You can't unknow things. You've got to start living by the things you believe in at some point, you know?
Hey, Velocet, hang on. I listened to IPS Infinite Plane Radio the other day, and he was playing the Shaq O'Neal interview, and guess who was being interviewed by Kyle and Jackie O, and he was bringing up Flat Earth and the Earth isn't spinning on the Kyle and Jackie O show.
Live. It was on IPS. That sounds funny.
It was this week. In the last 7 days. IPS was playing an interview of Shaq being interviewed by Kyle and Jackie O, and Kyle was going, Shaq goes, he goes, I just flew to Australia and, my plane didn't go upside down. And he goes, I just don't think the Earth is spinning.
He
goes, I don't think the Earth is spinning. And Kyle goes, I kind of agree because it does sound really weird. And Jackie goes, well, we used to have a conspiracy theorist on our show, or whoever he was, who thinks that everyone's a lizard. And she went straight to damage control to fucking just, to remove, to make Flat Earth into the David Icke, everyone's lizards mode. It was very interesting, but it's on about IPS maybe 2 or 3 episodes ago. There's a big chunk of Kyle and Jackie O interviewing Shaquille O'Neal. Interesting. I thought there's a bit of a sink there because there's our Velocet, the main man, was working with Kyle and Jackie O. There you go.
I wonder how much prep they do on this sometimes when he steps off a plane and he has a comment on Flat Earth. It's always like, I think that's funny because I was actually rereading some bits of Flat Earth drama tonight because, it's been so long since I've been into that stuff, and then just watching the way all the whole dramatic community's played out over the years. It's funny they still bring it up in mainstream just from time to time.
Well, this was that's one of the biggest shows in Australia for a breakfast show right now, guaranteed. And there he was bringing up Flat Earth.
Is this quite a recent interview, this Shaq O'Neal thing, is it?
Yeah, this week. He was in Australia from about maybe 7 or 8 days ago.
Yeah.
And what he was doing, though, and I brought this up last week when we were talking about it. I said the only reason he's here. Exactly. He's selling sports bets. So what he was doing, he was going around. He got interviews with the Prime Minister. So what's his name? Anthony Albanese was interviewing him.
Wait a minute. Shaquille O'Neal brought up Flat Earth while promoting sports bet. You know Mark Sargent, the leader of Flat Earth, also is involved with sports bet, right?
Yes.
What a coincidence.
Don't think Shaquille O'Neal's on anyone else's side for a second here. Like, Shaquille O'Neal was involved years ago. He was like doing that whole Steven Seagal thing where he was like a deputy law enforcement investigating child pedophilia.
Exactly.
And they had this whole thing. He's sitting at his computer pretending to be a 12-year-old boy, like catching predator. Oh my God, what a load of crap.
Do you remember the guy's untrustworthy?
He had a bad upbringing. His parents did not want him. He was, I feel for the guy.
That's nothing. My parents used to make me broken glass, Rollo.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal, his parents did not want him. He was an accident.
Your bio is not on Wikipedia, Frank.
Yeah, but Shaquille O'Neal, and once
we used to live in a cardboard box, Frank.
Rick, a cardboard box. Tell that to people today; they wouldn't believe you.
That line.
They'll never believe you. No, never believe.
When Shaquille O'Neal, his parents,
I used to go to school and back up.
Do you believe Shaquille O'Neal's backstory that he had rough upbringing?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, when his parents, when he became good at basketball and played for the LA Lakers, then they wanted to, be friends with him again. And he goes, fuck off. You fucking abandoned me. You pieces of shit didn't want me. And good luck to him too. I would have said the same thing. You know, what the fuck? You abandoned me. You know, like you had me.
Yeah.
You're supposed to love me. You can imagine.
My father was the same deal.
My father was brought up with no love at all, whatsoever. He was hated by my grandparents, hated him because he forced them to stay together, and they hated one another as well, my grandparents. So my father had no love in him. Like there was nothing there. There was nothing. He was a cold human being. And to try and get the occasional a bit of joy from him, it was like so rare to get a hug from my father or, tell me you love me, because he had nothing. There was nothing in there. The well was empty. With my father.
So that's the way you are now. Do you blame that on your father?
No, I'm not. There's no blame here. I've got plenty of love. We've got plenty of love for you guys. Like I said, I keep saying it's a guilty pleasure on a Saturday night talking to you guys because I could.
Well, Rollo, I've got to say this. Rollo, this is a great show. And you know why? Because you're not smashed off your head and you're just now having, as I used to say, wait till 6 to drink a vodka. Don't drink vodka from 6 a.m.
Well, you woke me up. I was passed out in a pool of vomit and
you're doing really good. Yeah. You're on top form, guaranteed.
Yeah, so it's good. Yeah. Again, Frank, I'm sorry for my behavior in Sydney with that was awful.
Rollo, don't apologize. You were just drunk. You weren't, it wasn't, Rollo, you weren't offensive. You were just really drunk. So there's no need to apologize.
Right. You went and got my, you caught my glasses, my prescription glasses. Remember?
Yes, I did.
And you went all the way back. Because you're a champion. Did. Yeah, because you're looking after me. You look after me.
Because I couldn't get drunk. I had to stay sober to look after a staggering, screaming. Yeah,
we couldn't get into the casino because they'd had video footages and they went, no.
Oh, yeah.
No way, you're coming in.
You're not coming in. You're not bringing that guy in here. Oh, no. And it was interesting, but it's funny how Wayfarer has never been back since.
Yeah, I think I might have scared him. I might have scared him off. I don't know.
I don't know about if you did. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, how come Rollo can't play music, or can he play music if he has to?
Yeah, can I play music? Yeah, let's put a song on.
No, they changed the code for Fred Boat. And it just needs to remove it and re-add it. The commands don't work anymore, so I can't get it to work.
Right. Okay. No, that's all right. It's all cool. It's good chatting away.
If you want to send me the link, I can come in and play it, but only I can because I'm the bot installer, so I can make it work. But no one else's commands
I'll tell you if we can play. There's a song because Mikhail Gorbachev died. And there's a song called Micaiah.
I'm on the phone because of my shitty cellular, right? So I will hang up the phone. That's come in on Discord. I'll be able to play the song, but I won't be able to talk. Okay, so you just send me the song. Send the song to me, and then I'll come in and play.
Send him the song. Yeah, do that, Rick. Oh, good on you.
Okay, I'll go and find it. But it's for Mikhail Gorbachev. I'll disappear for a bit. You chat to Frank. Do you chat to Frank and I'll be.
Yeah, no worries. Me and Frank can talk all night. What are we going to talk about? Now what have we got written down here? God, it's getting dark now. And my eyesight's going because of it. Two very strong vodka and Red Bulls. Carl Reiner. What the hell are we going to talk about him for? Who's Carl Reiner? I forgot him. Is it Rob Reiner's son? Hey, Frank. Tell us about your week. Ooh, Discord's itself again. Hello? Rick and Rolla.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Wear a mask inside your home.
Yes, yeah, Saturday, the September 3rd, 2022. Rick and Rollo, we're here with Frank, Announce Assault, or How to Take Care of Your Penis.com. And we're here with now, Velocet is just going off because he's going to play a song for us. Frank, yeah.
So I had a great week. I went skiing at the start of the week on the weekend just gone.
I love it.
And then we had a great time with my sons on the slopes of Mount Buller. Very beautiful, beautiful weather. Yeah. Great skiing. I'm assuming it's the end of the world, so I'm just going for it. I'm just doing everything.
Don't assume that because it's the end of the world as we know it.
My business has picked up all these new customers, business is going completely.
Your flaky salt is so yummy.
And then I won a karaoke competition last night, so I'm in the grand final. Of the karaoke competition.
Wow. Well, what are you going to sing in the grand final? What are you
going to
sing?
I'm going to sing The Prayer by Anthony Kalea.
Yeah. What did you sing to get into the grand final?
Sang Billy Thorpe's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which I think Velocet should play because I don't think anyone outside Australia would hear it.
I'm sure Velocet will play that for you. He will play that for
you. And I sang Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Elton John style.
Oh, wow. Well, you've got the voice for it.
Caught up with my wife's family and showed off my new grandchild.
Oh, lovely. So life is good. So it's not end times.
My life is just stunning. Stunning.
Yeah. Me too. You lived a charm life. So have I.
I've lived a million dollar house
I live in.
Thank you, Creator.
Creator. Yeah. And has Ab joined us? Who's that?
Ab sent a thing on the Christianity for the Thinking Man. Look at that. I'm looking forward to that.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive those who trespass.
Forgive us our trespasses.
Yeah, trespass against us.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
That's Luke 11. It's your favorite. I know it.
Absolutely, my favorite.
Hey, Frank, did you realize that you meant to say, can you give us your super substantial bread or something or other? It's a super substantial bread in the original prayer. It's not just give us our daily bread. Yes, it's super substantial bread. Look it up. That was the original prayer. Yep. So I use that now. Super substantial bread. Be told.
Where did you get that from, Rick? That's awesome.
One of those podcasts that's into true Bible teachings. You need to use the word super substantial bread, not just give you a daily bread.
Well, because the original, the thing that sustained the tribe in the desert was the manna from heaven. So what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it made sense, and I keep forgetting to mention it to you, but you meant to say in the Lord's Prayer, hang on, Rollo, we have to be quiet, I think, the Kale Gorbachev.
Rig and Rollo.
Hi-ya. Überzisch, ziehen und zieh uns nicht über den Tisch. Michael, Michael. Bleibe klug und bleibe schlau. Bleibe Kind und sei ein Mann. Und sei tapfer wie eine Frau. Sonst gab's Kanonen statt Butter. Jetzt gibt es Freiheit statt Butter. Mein lieber Gordon, das macht mir Sorge. Nix ist mit Freiheit ohne
Butter. Das ist Deutsch, ja?
Ich will befreit, Brot und Tomaten, Prosen für Liebe und einen Sojabraten. Oi, oi, Mama, Hoffnung, die ich heg. Mütterchen, mein Russland, macht sich auf den Weg. Oi, oi, Mama, blas mal in den Blut. Feuerchen, du wärmst mich und das macht mir Mut.
Rockin'. Great.
Ja, that Russian, ne?
Überall in Ost und West hast du Freunde, doch auch Feinde. Und die wünschen dir die Best.
Aber
ich wünsch dir Glück, dass du weiter deinen Weg machst, ohne Kugel ins Genick. Da streiten sich die Gelehrten, ob sie auch rund ist, die Ecke. Ist die Reform eine Revolution? Bist du nun Verräter oder ein Recke? Hier ist das Schnuppe, ich denke, dass ich dir damit nicht kränke. An deine Taten soll man dir messen, Freiheit und Lieder und Wurst zum Essen. Oi, oi, Mama, wer alles kann, macht, macht dumm, schnell. Oi, Papa, du kannst mehr. Bleibe immer Mensch und sei ein Revolutionär. Michael, Michael. Jetzt noch einmal.
Alright. Keep going.
Vladimir, sprach ich, sagt ihm das mit dem Gorbi klar? Oder spielt er nur moderner? Wieder mal den alten Zahn. Es gibt so viele Parasiten, Uniformierte, Banditen, Putschgeneräle und Offiziere, Ordenbehängte, hohe Tiere. So viele Menschenverwalter, die sehen Glas noch mit kalter Wut, mit heißen Beschränkern, mit Sticken, die wieder in der Arbeit stecken. Oi, oi, Mama, eine neue Zeit. Offen.
Oh, I love that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was German, though, not Russian.
Who was that? That's Mikhail Gorbachev having a bit
can you
of a
guys
sing along with.
Yes,
that was it was Nina Hagen doing
what
from the about not the Gorbachev rap from the 90s.
Gorbachev rap. That was
Rollo.
Fantastic.
Can you try Rollo? Try typing slash play and see if that works for you. That worked for me. Slash play. The command might have changed.
Let me ask the song that Rick wants. What was the song you wanted, Rick?
That was it.
Rulo, we just played it.
We'll play a different song. What was it? There was another song you wanted.
Frank suggested one that he was going to sing at karaoke.
Into the Rainbow by Billy Thorpe.
Yeah, Billy Thorpe. There you go.
Billy Thorpe.
Oh,
what
a good version.
There we go.
Here
we go.
Rollo, then do / play, then the link. That should work for you. Try that.
All right, okay. Let me just do this. It's all good.
Sorry, they started adding slashes to all the commands on every bloody
book out there, okay.
So they're all in need of update, so it's a bit out of whack.
Nah, it's not working this end, Velo. I don't know what's going on with it.
Let me try, Velo. I'll see if I can find it.
Go into bot commands and see if you can do it.
Okay, so here we go. Yeah. Let's try this.
Yeah, I bet you'll do it.
We'll see.
Man. It doesn't matter. It is a talk show after all, but there's nothing like a bit of music.
Maybe.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so press play on that. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, it hasn't loaded, though.
It's loading. I can hear it now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Once we hear it on air, then we're good to go. I won't talk over it.
No, I don't. I think it's ignoring Frank's command. It hasn't. It would, the link would disappear if it started playing. It would say now playing.
Oh, so you can't hear it. Is that it?
No, we can't hear it.
You can hear
it on your computer. You might be. Yeah. I still have the tab open.
Yeah, it's saying if you look on bot commands, it's saying it's there. But
yeah, I can see it. Yeah, Frank.
So what happens if you press play, Rollo?
Press play on that, copy and link. All right, I'll try. It just hasn't been working. I don't know what the hell's going on. Let me grab that link. Yeah, the left end doesn't know what the right
end is. We're improving things for you, for your inconvenience.
Let me just, inconvenience. Thank you.
We're upgrading the roads so that they all shut down for you while you're trying to get to work.
Yeah, I've got fat thumbs tonight, obviously because I've had a few vodka and Red Bulls, but let me just try and copy that link.
That you had joined Alcoholics Anonymous. What's going on?
No, I haven't. No. Why would I do that?
Rick told me you did.
That to me, it just means defeat. I'm not going to join Alcoholics Anonymous until, see, again, yeah, it's not working. So, we got to get this fixed. Yeah, we'll get it fixed in a week. I've got mediation on Tuesday, which is what, 2 days time or something. And, my wife is slowly coming back to me, actually, Frank. If you want to know.
You touch me like this and you kiss me like that.
That's right.
I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me.
You got it. Yeah, she started kissing me on the mouth again.
Uh-oh.
No, it's good. It's good because kissing a beautiful woman and someone you've known your whole life, 24 years we've been married, and when she left me, it hurt me. It's up there with a stab in the stomach with a knife.
Fantastic news, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she...
May the creator bless you, Rollo.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want her because she's good for me. To get back living together would even be a bit better for me because it was the COVID thing that screwed everything up with our marriage because it was work from home. We got Ab. Is Ab joining us? Hello?
No, it's Velo.
Oh, Velo is back.
Oh, no, yeah. It is Ab. Sorry, I'm lying. It's Ab.
Hey, Ab. G'day, Ab. Hey! Ab's a cool guy. He's one of the coolest Canadians there is. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, my life was falling to pieces during this COVID thing. And Rick's back.
Your life. Yep, I'm back.
Yeah.
No, I was always here. Yeah, I was just doing stuff.
Yeah, my life just fell to pieces with that COVID nonsense. And I knew it was not designed. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. In a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow, sky is blue, and the that you dare to dream, they really do come true. Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt, like lemon drops. Away above the chimney tops, that's where you find me. Well, somewhere over the rainbow, skies of blue. That you dare to dream, you really do come true. Up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops. Away above the chimney tops. That's where.
What a voice. You know, and Frank, I have to say this, my mother's favourite song, and we had to, at her funeral, big rainbow over the top of her coffin, lots of rainbows on the, Favourite song.
That's the best arrangement of that song ever.
So, Frank, you won your way through to the grand final doing a karaoke on Billy Thorpe.
And then Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, which, of course, brought out all the pedophile jokes.
We'll get that. Don't let your pipe go down on me. Hey, Frank, from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. We had the one, the only.
Hey, morning, everybody. How you doing? How's everybody?
It's been an absolute fantastic packed show of Aussie stars, Mr. Fakeologist. You've had Bellisette, an ounce of salt per day, Rollo, pretty sober, and, of course, myself.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I paid extra to have Fakotubes served up from an Australian server. So you guys don't have to.
Y'all listening to Australian Rick and Roller. Rick and Roller.
Monday, Monday, Monday. Must be funny in the rich man's club.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
It's a rich man's world. I got it. Yeah, Saturday, the 3rd of September, 2022. Rick and Rollo. Oh, we're here with the Golden Skid. No, we're not here with the Golden Skid.
No. He's having a night off.
Well, we've got Frank. Frank
night off from doing what?
He's an artiste. God knows what he's up to.
We need ditch diggers.
Ditch diggers. So we've got Frank, the salt guy. You know how to take care of your penis. Down in Victoria and
WordPress.com.
Yeah.
What I have to say is this, guys, if all the international listeners want to find out real karaoke, then I'm expecting to see you at the Elephant and Castle in Geelong on Friday, the 15th of September. Oh, no, it must be the 16th. Is it Friday the 16th?
Okay.
9 o'clock. I'm expecting a big international support group to roll up. Because, it's all done on how much applause you get. You know, so I need an entire, at
Should
least
we
a
pipe
thousand.
In the applause? We'll pipe in the applause through Discord.
Yeah. I forgot to mention Belisette. Belisette's producing tonight and he's in Florida there and, he's doing a great job producing us.
And we're telling him not to come home, Ab.
We're telling him not to come home.
Frank,
the hell?
Frank. I have to tell you a trick I'll tell you a trick a good friend of mine did to win a karaoke contest.
Money.
Get this one. He got up and did his song, and he deliberately got a good friend of his, and to be a plant in the audience, and he said, "People," he goes, "I'll give $100 to the people that scream the most." And so everyone was in the front, jumped up and got up the front and started screaming, and he handed $100 note to the plant in the audience, a good friend of mine. She gave him the $100 back afterwards. He won the competition because all the girls and guys got up and started screaming and jumping up and down, thinking they were going to get $100. So he deliberately gave it to the plant that gave it back to him. So you can do that, Frank. And so I'm prepared to come to Geelong, scream, and jump up and down.
I used to run
dirty. There's always cheaters.
Oh, yeah.
I am. Psychologist, I used to run Battle of the Bands.
Oh, yeah.
And you could easily make the band win by doing the mix right. Like you fuck
absolutely
up the mix
with
the guys on stage and where we're all backstage going.
That's the beauty of humanity. Humanity always finds a way to cheat. Always, doesn't matter what system there is. People always cheat, and I think that's what they want to accomplish.
They just want to
limit the cheating, and it will be harder to cheat the Borg. The Borg will be harder to break, not impossible, but the Borg will be more unforgiving. I think.
Good on you, man. Yeah,
but
you're
human
right.
Beings, yes. Easy to crack them.
Oh, here we go. What do we got here?
This is the equivalent of "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me."
I'm a pedophile. I get wood when a youngster walks on by. I'm a pedophile. Hey, little fella, how are you? I'm a pedophile. Hey, little man, come sit on my lap again. I'm a pedophile. I'll change diapers for you.
Oh,
Dark humor. Did you hear what Joe Biden was saying this week
in one of his speeches? He's asking the person, I guess the girl, how old are you? Oh, you're not double digits? Man, this guy is... Does he do it on purpose or is he acting? This is crazy.
I think he's tapioca. He's got tapioca for a brain. He's overindulged when he was a younger man. I don't think there's any chance that he...
Ab, 100% deliberately... Ab, it's 100% deliberately done to roll up the QAnon gang for the civil war that's on its way.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon.
Will the Americans get off their couch to do a civil war? I mean, I don't even think they will.
No, they don't need to. They only need to have some crisis actors to go out and do some shit.
What's Justin up to this week, Ab?
Are you telling me? You follow him more. This week belonged to Christia Freeland. This was her week, our deputy crime sinister. This was her week. What did she do? I guess one of the regular protester guys, his name was Moose. By the way, Frank, was your nickname ever Moose?
No. In Korea, I get called Ma, which means horse. Okay. When I used to travel in Korea selling salt, I was called, I was always introduced as Ma.
Well, this big guy went and allegedly verbally attacked our deputy crime sinister as she walked in an elevator. He basically called her an effing C word. And, they blew that up into, he assaulted her. Oh, it's so terrible. We need to protect these ministers, they're so vulnerable, and she's a woman, and therefore it's even worse.
Wow.
So you should listen to that.
I thought the greatest equality would be being abused like a man, wouldn't it?
Maybe Velasek can find that clip.
No, Velasek, can you play Doug Ford when the bee goes in his mouth?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Don't change the subject, please. How dare you? Right. If you can play that clip, I'm moving right now. I can't do it. Just play the clip of her being yelled at. And then somebody figured out what she was doing in Alberta, our oil province. She was taking an oil-rich area and turning it into a park. In other words, they don't want any development of Alberta. They're going to turn Alberta into a park. So no fuel for you in Canada. Unless you're Chinese and you develop it yourself.
And you see a problem with that? Do you see a problem with that, Ed?
Well,
It's the agenda.
If you want a prosperous nation, we need to develop our resources. I don't think we need to have petrol to go to work.
We need diesel to go to work.
Yeah.
We need diesel to go to work.
We need fuel. You got it.
In our newspapers, on page one, they say, look, you're not going to have enough electricity to run your air conditioners this summer. On page two, Victoria accelerates the closure of its coal-fired power plants.
So it's full on.
I'll tell you something funny, guys. Like, I don't
really
get
funny.
Often.
It'll be funny.
Yeah, really funny, really funny. Okay. I went out the other day, and it was $2.20 a litre for petrol.
And then
my wife came over a week later. It was down to about $1.58 or something.
Probably about $1.80.
No, it was $158 a litre.
Yeah, it's good. They fluctuate, but yeah, it's good. They're getting ready to head towards $3 a litre. $3 a litre. That's the prediction.
Well,
and that will absolutely destroy.
What's his name? The guy from Hulkbusters. He used to love
Chris Kendall.
His real price. Yeah, Chris Kendall when he was with still with us. He'd always ask about the petrol prices. Yeah. It was $2.20. I swear to God. And I went, God damn.
I paid $1.99 to go down, but $2.15 to come back up today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very big
it's
fluctuation.
In Australia, but it went down to $1.58. And I just
that's
going,
petrol,
I,
not diesel.
I said to
not,
my wife,
not diesel.
I said to my wife, no, this is proper petrol.
You guys know how to fix this problem, don't you?
How do we
fix it? What you have to do is bet on football. Shaq O'Neal told you that. Oh. You can fix all your problems. you can fix every single problem you have by betting.
Just bet on football.
The whole economy.
Isn't it disgusting? Look, Frank, I can't unsee when I go to a pub. I walk in, I sit down, and it might be a club or a pub. I've been to both this week. And on each wall is a TV, and each wall is pumping out sport. And in between sport, it's constant adverts for gambling sport.
Who's going to kick the first goal?
In between those ads.
Frank.
Odds are.
Think who you're talking to here. This guy's got a gambling problem.
Which guy?
Rick has got a gambling problem. Yeah, you do. But you only gamble a little.
Rollo, I can't afford to gamble. So I haven't got a gambling problem.
So if I go in, I go into a casino, if they let me in, I go in there with a thousand bucks.
But you can afford to. I can't, Rollo, I can't afford to gamble. Yes, I do play a couple. This week I paid 15.
Take two.
Oh my God. What's the matter with this fucking phone? That must be the room I'm in.
I put
$15 in a machine. $5 in each machine. Nothing. Yeah.
Wait, the girl next to me didn't get you on a table in fucking casino, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, but if I lose the $15, I stop. Yeah, but Rollo, when I lose $15, I go, oh my God, and I walk out and I do not gamble anymore.
Those pokies are dead against you, mate. I always want to see okie dokie, picking a pokey. You're right there, Ab. I want to see the hands laid out in front of me.
Different level of gambling, though. That's you're playing poker.
And when I gamble, I gamble correctly. I gamble correctly because I was taught by.
I rarely leave
a casino losing money. I always take money from them.
The only way to gamble correctly is to never go back.
No, that's not right. No. The house is against you, but you got to know what you're doing. If you do it correctly,
you got to know how to throw them.
Yeah,
I'm sitting on the tree.
The
gambler. I know the gambler by Kenny Rogers.
When he had his facelift or whatever it was,
it's terrible. He looked absolutely terrible.
Kenny Rogers had a facelift. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
He had more than one facelift. Kenny Rogers ended up looking like terrible with the facelift. I'm not going to get one, Rollo. I'm not getting a facelift. There you go.
I don't think you'll ever. I looked up Lee Majors.
I looked up the $6 million man the other day. We were talking about him.
I think he
looks very odd, very pulled back. Take a look at him.
Almost guaranteed.
I wasn't sure he was still alive, but he supposedly was still with us at 83.
Wow. Yeah, your skin.
Well, that's young.
Drum.
That's young. 83 is young.
I like Lee Majors. He didn't he that robot chicken thing where fucking Lizzie Wagner threw him around like the bionic woman. It was classic. they knew what they were doing. Oh, robot
but
chicken.
Lee Majors. Oh, go.
I conducted a social experiment today at my family picnic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I suggested to my niece that the Finnish Prime Minister was a bloke. Well, she wasn't going to have that.
I bet she wasn't. Who was the Finnish Prime Minister?
What about the top paid movie star? What's his name? Oh, God. The Rock.
The Rock. The Rock.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What about it?
I think the M2Fs are much more
apparently
difficult.
He's gay. Apparently he's gay.
Well, he's an FTM. He's an FTM.
Yeah, he is gay.
FTM.
And what's the name of my daughter?
I don't know.
Yeah, my daughter had none of that. But, Frank, love Apocalypse Now. I love Mr. E. He brings in so much biblical perspective.
It's great, isn't it?
That's what makes him super valuable instead of saying, that's a man, that's a woman. No, he explains The Rock. Where do you think he got his name, The Rock?
Mr.
Yeah. Who is Mr. The Rock in the Bible?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Frank, who is The Rock in the Bible?
We all know that.
I thought he was talking about when The Rock split to allow the water out, but maybe I got that wrong.
No, who is considered The Rock in the Bible?
Who is considered? Jesus.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
The Son of God.
Yeah.
The Son of God, yeah.
The reason he's named The Rock, it's pure Masonic. The Rock,
no,
the stone.
No, from the Bible.
Rock, yes. In the bosom of Abraham.
And who is Dwayne Black Adam?
Dwayne Johnson's got
that's
all
the name of this movie.
Adam Cadmos.
Yeah, have you seen the intro to Black? When I watched it, I went, that's Satan talking. It was, he goes, I've been hailed back for 5,000 years, and now I'm coming back to get my revenge. Yeah, I went, this is straight out Satan.
It is. You're right.
You got to watch it. You got to watch. You got to watch Black Adam.
The
intro movie.
Have no idea what they're looking at though. That's the thing.
Because they've got no one reads the Bible at all anymore.
Oh
yeah. Well, the guy that wrote the script reads the Bible, I can tell you that much.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, just about all of
Mr. E's
got
a great show.
He's so smart.
Great show. You've got to admit that.
And I have to say this. I was telling you that FakoTube, I now put it on an Australian server as well, so you should get better speed.
Excellent.
And it should just start right away. And the Died Suddenly Facebook group, is pushing, or I think it's over 150,000 people, 20,000 Facebookers a day are joining. It's just off the charts. It's crazy. What a week.
I'm going to have to congratulate you again or be grateful to you or something. I have just realized this week when I was, bowl my way through the world that because of all that stuff you've been posting about cancer and disease, et cetera, and I've kind of always had this view that people get sick because they will themselves to being ill.
Mm,
but you put out a string of things in the last fortnight which have just made me so relaxed.
Hey, Frank.
Oh, good,
Frank.
Frank. Good.
Frank. A doctor gave me 6 months to live. I couldn't pay the bill. Yeah. So he gave me another 6 months.
Frank, I posted on the recommended podcast or something or other tonight, the Fullerton Informer YouTube channel. Check that guy out. He is fantastic. And he's the guy that absolutely nailed what was coming 2 years in 2018 before COVID came out. He said,
you're listening to Rick and Roll.
After the break. Yeah.
Hi, this is Zion Setting.
Sky Larkin.
Thrillium.
This is El Sushi, the Meatly.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Past Value. Yep. Saturday, the 3rd of October. October, fucking September.
Fair enough. The Vodtober. The Vodtober. The Vodtober. The 3rd of Vodtober.
Yeah. Yeah, who are we here with?
Drink vodka every day this week.
Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. We're here with a fakeologist. We're here with Frank from the down.
In the
dark place, in a dark place in Victoria.
Geelong,
Victoria. We know where he lives. And we'll find you, Frank.
I'm inviting everybody to come to watch the karaoke. Now, anyway, getting back to my praise of Ab, I think what you're doing, Ab, is just sensational.
Thank you, Frank. It's really
lifting up.
You know, not just saving lives,
but the stress situation. When you realize
does not take praise lightly. So you've got to be very careful about this, Frank. When you
keep going. Let's talk.
He praise.
So you feel like I'm being too praiseful, Roller? Hi, I'm Roller.
I think Ab does not take praise.
He thinks you're taking it now.
Up his ass.
I'm soaking it now. Go for it, Frank.
Frank, take.
Go for it.
Okay, so I just think what you're doing now with the pointing out to people that health is about what's going on in your head and don't poison yourself.
Yeah.
It's such an important and powerful message and just allows me personally to relax in my life now. I don't think I've ever had the view that cancer was a thing when I think about it, but really excellent at the research you're posting. I just think is just your site has become a repository, the go to place.
Frank. So don't cry.
I want to cry. Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Great. Just a fantastic service you're performing.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Isn't that lovely?
Well, I'm trying my best. I just found a good Australian YouTube channel that's not very popular. This guy does super clips, and I was going to play one when I stopped. Just fantastic. It's called Milk Top TV or something like that. I put a couple on FakoTube. And,
well, play the new one.
Really
play the new one. Play the new one from the remix.
I'm just gonna go make a cup of hot chocolate for my wife. I'll be back.
Put lots of
salt. Yeah, you're right, Frank. Take your time, Frank. The remix bros. Bella said, can you play
that one wasn't as good as their other ones, but this one with Doug Ford.
I enjoyed it. It was
did you? Yeah, they're great.
I've got no access anymore because I abused my privileges, obviously.
I think you do. I think you just have to type it in correctly. They changed the bot. The bot is a little trickier to use now. You type
Bella
in the
set, try to get us
slash.
We tried that.
No, he fixed it.
I played niggers with them. Maybe we should just keep you away from
the bot, actually. Then, that's a good idea.
I think that's a good idea. I support that move. I support that move.
Maybe we should just let Rick do it. And if Rick can do it, then...
When I'm out of control,
if you're on vodka, you should not be allowed. You should not be allowed.
You guys started really early today. How come so early?
Yes,
again?
We did.
3 o'clock.
Why so early? Hey,
3 o'clock?
We started.
That's right. Because I rang Rollo. Rollo was asleep.
Yeah.
And we've been speaking all day. I said, we might as well go on now.
What do you guys talk about all day?
Mikhail,
I don't talk to anyone all day.
Yeah, Mikhail Gorbachev.
Oh, we talked about
Weinstein guy.
Oh, no, not Harvey. Hey, and do you know the Rick shaking?
He was a globalist.
Rick is shaking his hand.
Mikhail Gorbachev, after he left his position of power, went to America and did work for the United Nations, founding a new religion, a green religion, and he said it was an earth-based religion. And that's climate religion. So he's done his bit.
He's not getting a state funeral. Half the Russians hate him. More than half, probably.
He sold out Russia. He sold them out.
Oh, yeah.
He sold them out. He's a Rockefeller stooge.
Yeah, but how many people like Vladimir Putin now? That Putin.
I think he's doing pretty well.
Putin is a Klaus Schwab protege.
Really?
Guaranteed.
Well, who is it?
Yes. but Rollo needs to know that Putin went to Klaus Schwab. Okay. School.
Yeah, but how long ago was that? The only problem is
1994.
Okay, well, 1994. Have you changed
exactly?
In 30 years? This is the problem. He could have changed.
No, I haven't. I haven't, and you, neither has he.
In 30 years, you haven't changed your mind on anything.
No, come on, Rick, you have. You must have changed.
Hold on. Name the subject. Now, 40 years ago, UFOs. I changed my mind on UFOs. Okay.
So for me, the jury's 30 years ago, Putin, but he could have changed. Now, BB's here. Hello, BB.
Hey,
BB.
Come on.
How you
doing? Mike up. Hey, sweetie.
Sweetie, hey, sweetie.
Nothing. He said, "How you doing?"
G'day. Yeah, g'day. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, BB, the guy from Victoria. Yeah, BB.
The man in charge. The legend. The man in charge with.
G'day, mate. G'day, oxygen, mate. Hey, what's going on? What's going on in Victoria?
Oh, nothing much. Just yeah, another usual
Can
day.
Can you go to Frank's karaoke thing that's coming up?
I guess I will. Is it in Geelong, though? It's a bit far away from me.
Yeah,
but it's worth the drive to Geelong. You'll get a drink.
Yeah, I can hear your kids in the background there. Yeah, because you got a young family.
I can hear the bathroom in the background.
No, that's. That's the issue with me going to places is looking after kids, you know what I mean?
For Rick here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, his kids are a little older. They're in their 20s now.
It's looking after you, not the kids.
Okay, let me just play the this Good. Australian Anthony Good. Fauci mashup. You're going to love it.
What about a month or so, or two or three ago, when people were saying, you don't really need to wear a mask? People were saying,
people should not be walking around with masks. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
On the part of the health providers who needed it, we were thinking we would run out of masks and other things for them. So the recommendation was not to wear a mask.
You would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again?
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Why are you asking me about lockdowns? Because there were not complete lockdowns in this country.
We can't stay locked down.
There were not lockdowns. I have always said that the high likelihood is that this is a natural occurrence.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, I'm not convinced. NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain of function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Statements made on repeated occasions.
It is not gain of function.
By the NIAID director, Dr. Fauci, have been untruthful.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied.
Yes, they are demonstrably false.
know, if she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected.
Many scientists are beginning to believe that a vaccine against AIDS may be impossible to make and too dangerous to test.
You take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine. Then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. Say, well, now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose. And then what have you done?
I never even considered for a moment of resigning.
Never considered it for a moment?
Not even for a second.
What a quack.
I have to laugh at that.
What a quack. Yeah, I should be prosecuted.
To take your
heart
away.
Yeah, you should be prosecuted.
Milk.
Bar. TV. Yeah, you should be prosecuted. You should be prosecuted.
Milk. Bar. TV. He does another really good mashup on the teachers of Australia. Is it Queensland where they're paying them half if they won't get the lethal clot shot? I can't believe that. That is just,
yeah,
they are
just terrible.
One extreme after the other, huh?
Oh, you got it. You got it, babe. You got it, babe.
Like, that's like Milk Bar TV on YouTube. He's still on YouTube. Milk Bar TV. If you like mashups, audio mashups, video mashups, it's a real skill to do what he just did. I really enjoy that. So the contradictions, if you didn't notice, that was the point of that video.
Anthony Fauci, we're going to build those gallows.
How many people has he killed in the world?
Yeah, a lot.
He will go down as one of the greatest mass murderers in the entire world.
I agree.
Soft kill.
It'd be cool.
Have we got Klaus Schwab on the line? Klaus. We got Klaus Schwab here yet?
Sorry, mate. It's a big call. It's a big call, but I hear what you're saying. A lot of passion.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go down as one of the greatest murderers.
I think he should. As for the slaughter of the homosexuals. Back in the 80s, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
You talk about a psychological death sentence. If someone told you you had AIDS, you could easily think yourself to death.
I know.
If you didn't take the drugs.
It's the equivalent of what the Aboriginals have, the pointing the buck curse. And it used to kill people that believed that something pointing a bone at you. And when you got told AIDS, you're going to die, you died. It's just human nature. And they know that. They knew that for sure.
Absolutely. And I posted a video on FakoTube called AIDS in a Bet. And that guy did the best breakdown of what amyl nitrites are and how they destroy
the body.
That
was 100% the main reason the immune systems plummeted in party hard gay guy was amyl nitrate. And they managed to switch the
record cleaner.
Yeah, they call it record cleaner back in the day. I remember Ab interviewing before he died, the fella from, you know, the infectious myth,
David Crowe,
he was lovely. He was lovely, really was. And I'm sorry that he, that he passed way too early.
Are you cooking, Rick? I hear Rick putting something on the grill.
No,
I am. Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, right. Spot on, Ab. Steak.
What do you? Oh, a steak, nice.
Yeah.
I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat steak. I don't eat meat. But there you go.
Just say I'm a, and I don't want to eat steak. That's a bit
roll
of that would make it more.
I don't want to eat steak. No, it's I'm not a poofter. I just choose not to eat animals.
Me.
I choose not to. Yeah. So it doesn't
matter. You're prepared to drink the blood of potato. Drink the blood of potatoes and vodka.
Yeah.
You know, the vegetables are humans. Vegetables are humans. Vegetables are humans.
When he pulled the carrot out of the ground. When my father pulled the carrots out of his ground, he said, "Do you hear him screaming?" And I'm going,
"Yes, I can."
He had a sense of humor. He did. Sense of humor. I like it. I like it. But he loved trains, obviously, because it, you know, and there's a reason we got the Tangara. But it was my father. He just had no love given to him, and this is where things go wrong in life. You've got to be given a bit of love. You can't be an accident. Yeah, an accident. And my father.
All right, let's listen to the teacher.
Queenslanders in Australia. Vaccinated teachers docking their pay for the next 18 weeks.
As a penalty for not complying with COVID-19 directions.
The teachers have been told their wages will be docked for up to 18 weeks for failing to comply with the vaccine mandate, which ended in June.
They've already suffered with the leave without pay and loss of wages up to and over $20,000.
Whilst they have been allowed to return to workers, unvaccinated teachers, they're certainly going to be paid for it quite literally.
Exactly how much are these teachers going to lose?
Their pay grade essentially goes down one level. So for some teachers it will be hundreds, some it may be thousands.
Teachers right across the state here in Queensland started to receive pretty abrupt and terse letters from the Education Department this week. The Education Department in that letter stated that they've lost trust in those teachers who haven't abided by that vaccine mandate, and they've breached serious misconduct breaches.
It's important that you are aware of the seriousness with which the department views your inappropriate behaviour and failure to comply with the direction. You should be aware that any further substantiated allegations and or a breach of the code of conduct or standard of practice will be viewed very seriously and may result in the termination of your employment.
Our members have been quite horrified at this punishment. They're in fear now that there's going to be further punishment to them.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated and can't quite understand why people aren't vaccinated. Now, as Christmas approaches, many of us will be faced with a new dilemma. How to handle unvaccinated loved ones and whether you should spend time with them. But even I'm confused about this. It just seems to be almost revenge.
This was last year, I think.
I know. Hey, Ab. I met this guy. TV. I met this guy in an airport. I met David Koch in the airport when I came back from Thailand.
Right? David Koch.
David Koch is the guy that you just listened to there on that sound grab. David Koch.
Who is he?
Yeah, he used to be a financial guy, and then he went in.
He was a finance journalist.
Yeah,
he was a finance journalist who ended up running a breakfast. With no personality, no talent, none whatsoever.
Terrible, untalented. I thought he had charisma coming out the kazoo.
He looked like an old fucking accountant.
Yeah, I know, bald cunt, fucking. Anyway, yeah. I was in the airport when I came back from Thailand, and I thought I knew him, but I only knew him from TV. So I went up to him and I said, I know you, don't I? And it's David Koch.
Hey, I'm Rollo.
And he gave me a gobble. He gave me a gobble.
Hi, I'm Rollo.
Fuck off.
Hey, I'm Rollo.
He told me fuck off. Oh, is that
I would have said, listen, you fucking inferior, weak, pathetic, useless fucking TV commentator. I'm Rollo, and you're nobody.
Yeah, I have a show.
I'm the man.
You're the man.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I've got an ego. Don't trust me. I've got an ego. not a dirty word. I thought I knew him, but I was buzzed out. I was, you know,
Drunk? Oh, drunk.
Rig and roller.
Painkillers from a broken finger.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right. Saturday, the 3rd of September, 2022, Rick and Rollo, and we're here with Frank from the North Shore of Lake... No, Frank from down in Victoria, Aberrato from the Fakeologist from the North Shore of Lake Ontario. Toronto, Canada, we're here with him. And, hey! Yeah. When David Koch, when it was like my father with Molly Meldrum, not quite.
Hey, Rollo, how many bottles are you up to now? What's your?
I'm just only having one tonight. Yeah, well, it's very. Rick said not to slur. He said don't slur your speech. So
I was trying to moderate a bit. Have you been dry all week,
Rollo?
No.
Just say Julie Andrews, Rick, and then, you know, problem solved.
No, just say Julie Andrews.
Seriously, I want to hear the end of the Koch story. Come on. Let's Koch this out.
Yeah.
You got to say Julie Andrews.
Come on.
Got to say Julie.
I think Rollo forgot it already.
Rick's got to say Julie Andrews again, otherwise I can't talk.
I think we've got a power play going on here. The Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews.
Mind control.
No. Me and Rick have got a system going here. Yeah.
Got a power play.
David Koch, right? So I came back from Thailand on the flight and. Oh man, it was such a breath of fresh air because Thailand is so moist and it's so hot over there and humid and it's hard to live over there. I couldn't stand it. Anyway, I'm in Sydney Airport and I see David Koch walking towards me and I think I know him, but I don't. I just know him from TV. And
well, TV is your reality.
Yeah, do I know you? And he goes, and he tells me to fuck off.
Reality is TV.
Tell you to fuck off.
He told me to fuck off. Yeah. And I went, oh my God. And then went, yeah, I realized that, but I was pretty wasted. Come on.
You realize he didn't like you. He doesn't like anyone he talks to probably through the tele. Just like John Laws, in reality, he hates everybody.
Actually, John Laws wasn't that bad. He, he would not sign autographs. He would
still alive. He's not dead.
I think famous people hate the profane. Yeah. I was trying to tell my daughter the other day. Yeah. You know, she's saying, "How do you become a spy?" And then I said, "Listen, governments are not at war with each other. Countries aren't at war with each other." It's the rich are at war with everyone else. And they think of us as the profane. They hate us. They hate us.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the rich.
Nothing showed more that when they played their hand with COVID.
I agree. Now they're just trying to kill us.
Yeah. When they play rich people, just the same as
the hoi polloi.
Well, it depends what you define as rich. I said the middle class is anywhere from $0 to $100 million.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people. That's most people. Do you think is $100 million rich?
I think you've got to be royal to get through this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, consider royalty. Yeah,
but even then, they'll fight against each other, Frank.
We've got to be royal. We can play that, can't we?
Yeah, we can play whatever is Belisette still with us. Belisette, can you play?
I think he set it up so we can do it.
Oh, has he? All right. Okay. Let me
play royal.
Royal. Now, by who? Who plays it? Who is the man?
It's that girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot her name already. Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't remember her name.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. It's being, Lord, being one. Done. Oh, here we go. So play number one. Play one. Here we go.
We've got it happening.
Oh, you got it. Rolo's back. You, the disc jockey with the lock.
That was me. That was me, Ed.
Oh, you did it. Oh, nice.
I did it. It's all coming back to me now.
Frank good is you, Frank. Back.
Rig it and roll it. Let him go. And I'm not proud. Turn it up. Turn it up.
We thought she would be big, but she wasn't. Torn up
town, that's bad. Is that your daughter or is it?
After a bit of a one-hit wonder.
You were able to change the volume, I think, Ed.
Yeah, you can
okay.
Change the volume,
too. Bella still will keep it in place. Don't worry. Trust me.
You might have to pick another version that has more gain on it.
No. Bella will fix it in post. It's the one in our
blood. That kind of luck just ain't for us. They're not a bad song.
Great song. Let me be
your ruler. Yeah, I don't mind it. Queen B.
Let me live that fantasy. Have you done this in karaoke, Frank?
No, I should do it though. I think it's a good song.
No one hit wonder. She had done. And she's doing big stuff right now. Right now.
Yeah.
Is she Kiwi?
Right now. Yeah. Yes. She's huge. Huge. And she headlined at Reading Festival in England, so she's massive. Big star.
I'm out of it.
I'm not.
Hey, Lord. Rick.
L-O-R-D-E. Rick. Lord.
What does Andrew Tate think about her?
Who?
Andrew Tate. What does he think of her?
All right. Well, he probably doesn't like her. You know, she came out pushing abortions. Recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would she do that? Why would happen?
Because she was told her record company told her to do it. Record company would have told her to do it.
Of course, Satanists, all of them. But how could she work that into a conversation? This is what I like.
Because she's a she's a feminist female role model, and she's a huge star.
But how would that come up?
Because she walked out on stage at Glastonbury. She walked out on stage in Glastonbury after Roe versus Wade had been signed. Roe versus Wade, and came out and said, "This is terrible. How dare they?"
Hey, Rick. Do you remember South Park when they took the piss out of her?
Yes.
When they go, Randy could make myself into Lord. I just fiddle a few knobs.
25th anniversary of South Park.
Yeah.
25th anniversary of South Park.
Yeah, those two guys are fantastic, aren't they? Rick and Rollo, Saturday the 3rd of September 2022, Rick and Rollo.
Well, I'm glad I talked about that song because I found out all that disgusting stuff about Lord now.
No, you can't sing your songs. I'll give you the opposite story, Frank. I follow a woman on YouTube called What's Her Face. She's got a really dirty, filthy mouth, but she's gorgeous to look at. She's a little cutie. She just went through a horrible pregnancy where she finally got her baby after all kinds of craziness with a incompetent cervix. By the way, you can't call your cervix incompetent anymore. That's that doesn't fit wokeism. You know what they call an incompetent cervix now?
What?
A dynamic cervix. Yeah, because incompetent is it hurts the women's feelings.
But
anyway, but it's the opposite story with her. She tried so hard to get pregnant. She lost the first one. The second one, they had to sew the baby in. And she finally had the baby, and she finally got out of the intensive care with her baby from Toronto, and she was in Toronto for weeks in the hospital with her baby. And I can identify because we were in the intensive care with our baby for a couple weeks, and I think Rick can too. She's so grateful to have a child, just the opposite of all these other Satanists that can't wait to get rid of a child. And, you know, Lord should be grateful that her mother didn't decide to abort her. I don't know why people don't think like that.
I never had the instinct to have a child. I think I'd be a good father, but I never wanted a child because I've got my lovely dog Rosie here, but I never thought about bringing another human into the world. And it's not like I think I've still got some junk going on down there. And I think I could impregnate someone, but I found out when my mother, ooh, am I still on there? I don't know.
You're loud and clear to me, right?
Yeah, Frank. When my mother divorced my father, I found out a few secrets that were in the closet, and I found out I had a brother I didn't even know about, because my father, turns out, was a bit of a root rat back in the day, and he loved shoving his pecker into different women, and I kept back from that because I just didn't want children. I just didn't want the responsibility, I guess you would say. But you, Frank, obviously you got children. Ab, you've got children. Rick has got children.
It removes your ego. It removes having children. Remove your ego as being most important.
Roll is for the best.
So all of a sudden you're not the most important person. No matter what happens to you, isn't most important. It's what happens to them. So they need to have birthday presents. They need to be bathed. They need to be fed.
And Rick, humans need that humility. Otherwise, they turn into tyrants.
That's right. Yeah, humility is the whole thing, isn't it, Ab? I totally agree. It's like you've got to have humility and be prepared to. And so you're not the most important person. And that's the whole thing about Crowley and Satanism. It's about do what you want and everything's good for you. It's all about yourself. It's vanity.
That's why when you
get married, you're at a 10, you should be at a 2. Whatever the hell you've done to your mic, just to turn it down just a tiny bit. You just,
I faced it towards my mouth.
You're okay, Rick. You're okay. And by the way, when you get married, and you should get married if you can, give yourself a couple of years, because once you have a child, you're, as a husband, you're out of the picture. Be told.
Oh yeah.
Once the child arrives, you take the back. You get in the back seat and stay there.
BV would have some interesting things to say about this, because he's got three children as well.
He's got a posse.
It's kind of interesting what Rollo's saying, because I had the opposite experience. As long as I can remember, I wanted to have children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I wanted a family.
So it sounds like, and I met other people like Rollo as well, and other people like me. I think it obviously is something you're born with. You either have this innate drive or not.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's it's all nurture, not nature, I think, Frank, because we all have it.
You think it's nurture?
But the nurture, I think we're born with it, but it can be pulled out of you. And that's what the Satanists are doing every minute. They're saying, don't use your reproductive force. Mutilate it. That's what you want. Mutilate it so it can't be used. And if you don't do it, we'll do it for you. We'll sterilize you. Just in case you have that urge.
Did you see the Kissinger report thing that I published a couple of days ago?
No, good.
Go for it.
Is that the NSM thing that I put up? The national maybe. Security thing that I put up, was it NSM 200? Did you guys yes. ever hear of that before?
That's it. Yes,
yeah,
that's
I put that up.
You put it up. I got it from.
I did it a week ago.
Do you think Henry's going to make it to 100? Do you think he's going to make it to 100?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, he will. Guaranteed.
He will? You think so?
Well, Frank, what about
100%.
It? 100%. It's the NSM 200. What is it? I didn't really get into it. I just put it there.
It just talks about how they're saying, so it's a report to the U.S. Congress explaining that the population in the 1700s was, you know, 0.5%, and then it was this rate. But after World War II, it jumped to 3%, and this is a real problem. And what can we
is
do?
Is that baby making noise?
New population. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know who's making the noise. Don't worry about that.
That noise
will get taken out by Belichick. Belichick will take the noise
out.
No,
it won't.
Yeah.
Just one second.
He can do it.
No, he can't. Keep going, Frank.
No, Rollo. He doesn't need to work hard at doing stuff like that. It was just background noise from someone's microphone, that's all.
Yeah. I fixed my mic up. Got a brand new mic.
What about a Frank? 3% growth. And by the way,
Frank,
the population growth in Africa is about 3%. As far as I can tell, because they're not taking the poison. And this is what, and I was thinking about this today, this is what the whole thing is all about. Because the birth, the growth, population growth in the West is probably zero or negative.
Well, it's definitely negative now. Right now it's negative in Victoria.
It's negative. So the plan is, if they want to keep the West going, and they only want to keep it going just enough to plunder it, they're going to have to bring Africa to the West. I think that is.
Well, that's already happening in Victoria.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, I know.
Hey, guys, I sit here in Newcastle with blacks coming in to Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with blacks. But they.
Yeah, but you will if they are not. If they don't assimilate to your culture, which there's no reason
they won't.
I don't agree with you because our culture is watching Netflix, and everybody does that.
Wow, you're right. Look at those posters. Look at those posters on the wall in every single bus shelter, every single train station.
Yeah.
It's all adverts for shows. It's all bank adverts, and there's all African people in every single one of those adverts.
Or Caucasian men married to a smart Chinese wife, and the smart Chinese wife rules the roost. And the Caucasian bloke is painted as a total dummy.
If you could come back in 100 years, what do you think Australia would look like?
I met David
Gobelil. It's going to be completely Asian or black.
Hey, Rick, I met David Goldberg.
Okay. Well, then what you're saying is futile because David Goldberg is an alcoholic.
I know that. But he was just lying in the street. I go, hey, Dave, how you doing? Like, you know, it's just one of those magic situations. I don't know how it happens to me. I have no idea.
We're talking about black Africa taking over the West.
No.
Now, what are you talking about?
David Goldwill was with Jenny Agutter. What was that movie?
Walkabout.
I tell you, it was a fantastic movie. I loved it. And Jenny Agutter.
Yeah, but the Aboriginals have been missed. This is what annoys me the most. It's when I go into the National Australia Bank and I see all the adverts on the wall with Africans totally dominating all their adverts. There's not a single Aboriginal or Koori in any of those adverts. So David Goldpool was going to drink himself to death like the rest of the Aboriginals and be wiped out. They are not wanted on the face of this earth.
Exactly. In Australia, they had whoever that guy was. Shaka Neal was.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm just a gal from Miami. You're listening to Fakeologist Audio on fakeologist.com.
We'll come out of the break. Okay, yeah, Saturday the 3rd of August, 2022. Rick and Rollo, here with
we're
Frank.
We're in September
and,
now, buddy.
September.
September, Rollo.
Till 9/11, buddy.
Have I been saying
that? Oh, yeah. Hey.
Before we went to the break, I was just saying.
Rollo, shush.
Indigenous rights of.
Fucking sick.
There was a speech being given about Indigenous rights of Australians given by Shaq O'Neill, this guy that's come out to sell sports bet.
Yeah.
How could it be more cynical than that?
It's total pathetic. And let me just say this, Frank. I'm telling you now that they're already now saying on the 8th. Rollo, shut up. Rollo. Yes, you should be. You should be. It's vodka.
Now.
Vodka has destroyed your brain.
Correct me, cunt. Why do you
because
not
it's because
me?
We're too embarrassed because we're all sitting around nodding our heads looking at you.
Frank and time him out.
We're all sitting around looking at you guys. Julie Andrews, fuck off. Julie Andrews, be quiet for about 10 minutes. No, so what's happening is that these, Australia is being completely rechanged, and Canada, and England,
replaced.
And New Zealand.
Replaced.
Replaced.
How about replaced?
Yeah. Replaced. But we're not allowed to say that, Ab, because apparently it's racist or a conspiracy theorist to say that we're being replaced. But it's so obvious that that's the agenda. I'm seeing it.
Let's look at it this way. Who caused the collapse of the Western nation birth rate? Is it the people or the people that rule over us? Like, why did it happen? And was it done deliberately, or was it to liberate women?
So very clearly from that report that we talked about before.
NSM 200, is it called?
Yep.
National Security Memo 200.
Yep.
He wrote it to Nixon.
Yes, that was just the continuation. He was just telling us what was already happening and had been happening, as you know, through those guys like the McKinseys and the earlier smoking people, the nephew of
Bernays.
Yeah.
Freud.
Eddie Bernays, 100% guaranteed.
And
Eddie Bernays, 100%.
Your very good friend, Mystery. Has made it very clear that this has been an attack on Christian thought, which is largely, let's be honest, Caucasian men and women.
Yep. And look at Sweden.
And it doesn't matter if we're Caucasian.
Sweden.
Yeah.
look at Norway and Sweden are almost on the cusp of being cancelled as being a European race because of the influx of the African nation.
My question is, how did it happen? How do you convince women not to reproduce or people to reproduce? It's a biological number one urge.
They introduced the pill named by Aldous Huxley as the pill in the 60s. Yeah. And there was a movie called Prudence and the Pill. With, I think, Dudley Moore and Tuesday Weld, all these movies came out pushing that free sex, but you can just take a pill and just not worry about it. And sex is not to reproduce, it's to have fun.
And in fairness, biblically, women have always had that uncontrolled urge, right? And once women were let off that hook, they have just said, whoa, this is it. We're away.
Yep. Sure. We're away. And I don't want to be a granny. The golden apple. And we have to say this, you know, we've got that rocket at the moment, NASA's launching Artemis, right? Now, Artemis is the same name being used by Apple's 5G system in America to depopulate. And it's basically, so you've got the iPad, which someone called the infertility pad. That's what they should have called it, iPad. You got laptops. So kids are sitting with laptops to put on their laps that are causing with microwave 5G technology, which is literally killing their reproductive organs as they sit there tapping away on their games with their laptops and their iPads.
Not just their reproductive organs, but no one is going to pretend that having those machines at school improves education.
Of course. It's
no, all
it needs to coming out of
wherever they were.
It replaces teachers. Yeah. That's the goal. That's the main thing.
But it just creates an idiocracy. There is not a single thing.
They
can't even hold your pen now.
Look at the design of the Apple headquarters in America. It's this giant round circle, like an ovary, and inside it's a ring. But inside it is basically a garden shaped like the ovaries and the egg inside the ring. So it's like the cell, and it's in your face that they do not want reproduction.
It is called Apple, after all. And it is called Apple.
Exactly. And look at the logo with a bite out of it. Yes, I'm telling you. And a bite. Look at what he used for.
Apparently, the Bible is an old-fashioned book that no one pays any interest in.
Let's go back to those guys.
Managers. Let's go back to the managers. So, if you're managing a population, a country, and you are witnessing your population collapse, what do you do?
You pop out the champagne corks and go, you beauty.
Yeah.
No, seriously, if you want to maintain or grow the country, what are you to do? Because that's what they're doing now.
You mean you bring in African people?
Anyone that has excess population, and that's Africa right now.
India, Africa, and China.
All right.
But none of those. I mean, Africa is four times the size of Australia, and the whole of the country is Arab.
That is huge. Frank, when you think about that, and you know you've driven through Australia.
And this prison grid that they're setting up, this biosecurity state, is so they can manage all those people efficiently. That's the purpose of what they're building.
Yeah.
And they're building it on the West's wealth because they needed the money. They plunder the West. They build up the security state
because they want to tame
Africa. Okay. It's Africa, though.
The money's just the way they motivate people to undertake the task. It's the technology they introduce.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they don't care about money's just the way they get people doing things. But really, it's creating the technology. We're digging our own graves with all the technology.
Okay. But there is mineral wealth to be plundered that needs to drive and make the technology.
I can chime in for a second. I think one of the things that is
a little louder if you can.
Oh yeah, cool.
Closer to the mic.
One of the things that I think overlooked. How's that? Is my sound all right now?
Yes, good.
Good. I think one of the things that's like maybe overlooked a little is that since Nuremberg, I mean, in the West, right-wing thought has essentially been like outlawed.
What's happened kind of thing is that the communists kind of won. And of course, we in the West are a different brand of communism as opposed to the USSR, but communism is like inherently international. It can't really help itself because, in the kind of like paradigm of ideology, I think for maybe 100, 200 years now, we as a people have been like dominated by ideology. It's not about, say like a religion or perhaps your nationality so much as what you actually believe when it comes down to the way that we're governed, in a kind of like a minor philosophical sense. It's not really that really philosophical in a way, but like at the end of the day, it's like what's kind of happened is that like we've sort of lost touch with like how we define things. So I to this day like really don't have like a good explanation for what socialism is. I don't really like see much anything really wrong with it to some extent, but it's like why has it like become this thing that like is like part of an ideological spectrum, right? Like, you know, Japan favors some kind of commodity perhaps for its people, and I guess that is kind of like socialism in a sense. But here in the West, like in Australia, like socialism kind of means a different thing. So, I mean, you're looking there, I think, at the end of the day, like what is the underlying kind of like morality and ethics of the society? So what will bring the nations back? It's like, I think at the end of the day, what will bring them back is that actually like created their morals and ethics, which is Christianity. For a lot of the West, I would argue it's Catholicism. But it's a hard pill to swallow, right? Mm. But it's like it means that like we can do something that we can achieve, rather than like some ideology like fascism or communism or something like that. It's actually something that's like quite unifying.
Bevy, I would argue that the change at the moment, the biggest change at the moment is that the collective is more important than the individual, whereas the original philosophy that we had is the reason we're working collectively is for the benefit of the individual. And I think what you've got at the moment is an ideology that the collective, let's say we've got to save the hospital system. Now, people don't realize that the hospital system isn't alive. It doesn't have anything. Nor does society isn't an actual thing, right? For the good of society is not what it's about. If the collective that you're operating in is harmful to you, then you need to get out of it. That's a summary of it.
Yeah, I'm not one to like overly pursue like rabid individualism. Like, I mean, I know that you're not really saying that, but I do find that like there are elements of so-called socialism for the benefit of the community, which actually do make sense, even in a I'll hesitate to say a perfect society, but like one that is maybe more resembling maybe 100, 200 years ago. Let's look at like infrastructure being made, like water infrastructure or something like that. However, like, I mean, is that really just for the individual's benefit, or is that the formality of making a societal change?
Well, in my view, Bevy, if you are participating in a collective to your personal detriment, then you are making an error of judgment, in my opinion. The only reason you should participate in a collective is if you individually gain more than you would by doing something yourself. And I think the collective efforts of Australia at the moment are detrimental to practically everybody.
Well, they're killing people.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we're being run by socialists, guaranteed.
Yeah.
But what does that even mean, though, Rick? What does that even mean?
It doesn't. It's just a name.
Well, they have it's ideology, but they've all literally been re-educated by the World Economic Forum at their various courses 10, 15, 20 years ago. So they've all got the same idea on the future, and that is communitarianism.
Have you heard of C40 cities? Hey, I listened to the Higher Side Chats. He had a food guy on, and he brought up C40 cities. Have you ever heard of that? That's another Agenda 21 arm.
Yeah.
Where the cities, remember, in Agenda 21, we're going to have mega cities and mega regions. So the mayors of the cities are going to be as powerful as any other politician. And they are going to have their own income tax. I didn't realize New York City has their own income tax, which I did not know. So they have their own income tax. If you live in the city, you have to pay tax to the city. And they're going to be the ones that implement the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, which include things like no cars. They're going to tell you what you're going to eat, where you're going to eat it. It's going to be administered by the cities. And the organization, the C40, has already...
The mayors are weaponized.
96 cities signed up for it, including where I live, Toronto. And I'll bet you Sydney is there as well.
Well,
I need to say
there is one slight flaw in your analysis, and that is it is not the mayors. In the case of Australia, it is the chief executive officers of the city councils. So they have these chief executive officers that come in. They're not elected. They're employed by someone. I don't know how the selection process goes.
Can you, Frank, name any of them? Because I know what you're talking about, but I only know the mayors are certainly very.
We call them CAOs.
The CEO of the Geelong
chief
City Council.
Administrative officers.
The chief executive
officers. I know what you're talking about.
CEO, City of Greater Geelong. We just got a new one.
Yeah, they're the technocrats. They're the actual top bean counters in any area. But
yes,
aren't you guys some guy called Martin Cutter? I know he's just the guy that's taken off. But anyway, well, the point is that in Geelong, we vote for a council, right? And they have got practically no power at all. If they say, "Oh, sorry, you know, we're not interested in doing Agenda 2030 here in Geelong," they just get run out of town, or the government changes the council. They do this thing. They sack the council. Yep.
You know,
everything is run.
And that's been going on big time. Even up here, Frank, we've had the council sacked because they were one of them wanted to get rid of fluoride out of the water.
Yeah,
and she had a huge mandate for it, huge support. Yet it got knocked on the head by someone above her.
Yeah.
That was more powerful than her. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree.
Well, look up C40 cities. You can find it. Very interesting. Go ahead, Vivi.
The resistance that's occurring in Australia at the moment is through organisations like Know Your Rights, Solutions Empowerment, writing letters, organising yourself, maybe getting a coat of arms for yourself. And basically just pointing out that these people are operating unconstitutionally. That's the key thing. People just making up non...
Okay, I agree.
I
think one of the big pitfalls that, I'd have to agree with you on some level, Frank. I think there is a way to take ownership and increased quality of your life. But I think one of the pitfalls that we in the so-called truth movement fall into quite a bit is that we tend to think that, people who aren't us also aren't governed by the same kind of
percentage of control. Like I would argue that something like 60%, I have 60% no control in my life to some extent, no matter what I do.
Rig and roll.
After the break, rig and roll. Hey, there's Rollo.
I'm Del Qua.
I'm Ashika.
Dave George.
Cody from Memphis.
Silver Bay.
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews.
Thank you.
Daniel Andrews.
Yes. That's Saturday, September the 3rd, 2022. Rick and Rollo. We're here with Peavy. Peavy down there in Victoria. He's lovely. And so is Frank, the salt guy. And we got the, from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. We got the wonderful.
Hey.
The fake.
Peavy has the carrot. Beavy's talking.
Yeah, go Beavy.
What I was saying was that I think, I would say that 60, maybe 70% of my life is like somewhat not really in my control. Like I could lose that control perhaps any moment by just, you know, flunking out or something like that. And I think one of the pitfalls is that we don't also apply that to people who are in the managerial class as well. I mean, and I think a great example is the whole push for the eating plants, plant-based meat, which seems to. So I think.
Let's try and lift the mood. Let me ask you, Dan Andrews, what's he up to? What's he up to this week?
I saw him the other day. Yeah.
What's he up to?
Well, he was in church and,
my God. Yeah. Really? What was he doing there? Because I'll tell you now, I tell you what, the guy's not a Christian. If that guy's a Christian, I'm a fucking, devil worshipping,
Didn't he finger bang Lindsay Fox's granddaughter?
Hey guys, I gotta go, but BB, have a great conversation
and
I'll listen tomorrow.
Yeah,
and wonderful. What a wonderful night.
Yeah, fuck off, you Kiwi.
Good night.
We love you.
Missing you already, Rick.
Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow, Rick.
He will. Yeah. Absolutely.
He told.
Yeah, there he goes. He's gone.
Thanks for listening to the Rick and Rollo Show. Make sure to tune back in next week for more Australian fun and fakeology. Make sure you go to fakeologist.com and fakeotube.com to learn more about psyops and media fakery.